USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to lead their country, and that more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. After a third straight night of protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says people need to keep the protests peaceful and free of violence and looting.
Your voices have been heard. Now the eyes of the world are watching Brooklyn Center, and I urge you to protest peacefully and without violence. Let us show the best of our community.
A curfew begins tonight at 10 o'clock. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kaylin Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are doing what they can to pressure the Biden administration to resume finishing the border wall.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is dead at the age of 82. The former New York investment banker pled guilty to what was the largest investment fraud in U.S. history in 2009. He pled guilty to defrauding more than $65 billion from thousands of investors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.